she's out of my life. And I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to live or die. And it cuts like a knife. She's out of my life.
Do you think he's talking about Melania Trump right there?
No,
Michael Jackson?
I don't. I would say no.
No? There's a story, Rolling Stone's got this story about an interview that Melania Trump has done. She's trying to soften the Trump image right now by coming out and doing her own set of interviews. And she talks about Donald, but she talks about herself too. She talks about it, like what her life was like growing up in Slovenia, her first rock concert. What they Rolling Stone refers to this interview as a gentle interview in Du Jour magazine, the luxury magazine.
Well, how fierce should it be? What does she have to answer to, really?
Well, I don't know. Something. Don't you think something?
I think one of the points she made very well is that everyone looks at her and they say, okay, she's a beautiful supermodel and all this stuff, but she speaks five languages, and she says, I'm also bright. And so she didn't like it when Chris Matthews of MSNBC was caught off mic just kind of saying, oh, look at her, runway strut, what's this?
Well, that's Chris Matthews. He's an idiot. Right.
I think that's the perception of her. And it seemed like one of the things she's trying to do in this interview is blast that perception. I don't know that she will. But it was very telling, and she seemed to have a real opinion in this interview, whereas the last time we saw her come out, it seemed to just be the wife and not say anything wrong, and just she was almost over-prepared and overly media-trained. In this one, she seemed to get angry when she said the New York Times went back to her home village in Slovenia and looked up a half-brother that her had her mother or father,
like a dad's, right?
Yeah, that she really didn't want revealed because she looked at them as private citizens and not public, and that they keep trying to dig up things about her in Slovenia. They talked to, what was this, Boom 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 guy? The ex-boyfriend on the Vespa who went on one date with her like 25 years ago.
I wouldn't even call it a date. I just got him and I'm following her on Vespa and then boom, boom, boom. You know, we go out and I sit her in the red. Do you have that? Do we have Boom 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 guy? Because he does himself better than I do him.
But she was basically defending her family, and she seemed to get angry about that and talked. You could tell a lot more about her from this interview than the prior ones.
Boom boom boom, boom boom boom. She went to her first. Here's in this interview. I don't know how hard hitting it is. She told us that when she was 16, she went to go see an Elton John concert in Zagreb. Mm-hmm. Croatia, or as Violetta calls it, primary target.
Well,
and then she says she does not like to drink coffee, but son Baron like coffee. My son likes what do you call it, frappuccino.
She doesn't like Starbucks in particular. She drinks coffee.
I don't like Starbucks though, but my son likes Starbucks. We have it in Trump Tower. He likes frappuccino.
I started making Turkish coffee for my dad when I was like 6.
Turkish coffee, that's the really strong stuff,
really
like
strong.
The Greek coffee.
It's got
the little grounds in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay on the bottom when you drink it, unless you
And then you can
it.
Fortune read afterwards.
Right, you turn the cup over, you wait 60 seconds, and then turn over, and it looks like a bunch of mountains just pooped on each other.
Mm-hmm. But they can tell
exactly.
How much poop is in your future.
That's about it. That's about you go, oh my God, what a crappy week I'm going to have. Anyway,
they go farther than that a lot of times.
The point is that she then told a story about Michael Jackson, and this is going to make the boom 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 guy very, very upset, don't you think?
When boom, 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 boom,
this guy, right? Do you have the full boom 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 explanation, guy? Because that explanation has just got to be. There's nothing quite like when they got to him, and I can't remember. ABC News was running the video, but I don't know who originally got it. Some guy
of the boom 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 guy.
Yeah, the guy who claims to have.
Gosh, was it like Inside Edition or one of those shows? I can't remember the.
I think all we learned from that was that he drove by her in his Vespa, was attracted to her, and then followed her. I think this is getting less of a lover, more of a stalker, if you want to know the truth.
It was an ABC News interview.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
He said she was not a typical Slovenian girl.
No.
Her boyfriend, Jure Zorčić, told ABC News in an interview she wanted to live somewhere special and go abroad and see the world, and she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then she, in this interview with Du Jour magazine, says that when Donald Trump owned a hotel in New York, he owns a number of hotels, but he owned the Pierre for a while, which is on Central Park, in between Central Park East and Central Park South. It's right there, sort of on the corner.
Is it a large luxury hotel?
It's a luxury hotel. It's a very nice hotel. Okay. It's sort of kitty corner of the plaza. It's lovely. It's a very, very special place. And a lot of stars stay there because it's quiet. And it's not, it's hard to get in and get out of, so that, you know, they don't have a lot of looky-loos downstairs. And so when they was at the Pierre, Michael Jackson was staying there. So they had an apartment, and then they went to dinner in the apartment, and Michael Jackson came and joined them, and they had a great night together. And Michael Jackson was on the sofa with Melania, and Donald leaves the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Jackson says, "Ooh, why don't we make out when he comes back, and that'll make him all jealous?"
What an odd thing to say, though, too. I mean, oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Trump comes in the room?
When he comes back, Jews just start kissing me, and he'll be all jealous.
And then Melania turns to him and says, "No, no, no." Because everybody's got to, you can't just say one thing.
It's got to be in Slovenian.
Everything's in triplicate in Slovenian. No, no, no.
Boom, boom, boom.
But
no,
we were
no.
laughing so hard about it. Donald is asking, "What is going on?"
"Oh, nothing, Donald. Oh, nothing. You're the only guy that looks creepier than I do."
I'm not sure if he'd be jealous or just.
Oh, my God.
Really confused.
Oh, my God. Man, yeah. "Hey, I thought you were gay. What are you doing? Hey."
"Oh, no. Everybody thinks that. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Michael likes himself some. Mm-mm."
Oh, my.
Fun fact, right?
Yes, fun fact. Fun fact, right.
"Turns out I was straight as an arrow."
She probably just didn't understand his joke.
No, she said they were laughing hilariously afterwards. She said that was the funny part, that when either he came back in the room or he didn't, they were just cracking up.
"I was afraid lips were going to come off in my mouth." That would be a concern, though, right? Weren't things falling off his body at times? Didn't his nose fall off? Like remember he had to wear the mask over his nose because his nose fell off?
Yeah,
he was like disintegrating.
Yeah, he had
like
a problem.
A strong gust of wind would take off half his face, I think.
Is that tongue in mouth or nose? I don't know. I'm disgusted by this.
"Ooh, just kissing me, baby. Just keep kissing me."
Well, imagine when she kisses Trump. I'm sure maybe hair gets in the way and stuff, you know? I mean, the hair on his head is always going everywhere.
Teeth whitener for sure, right? Because the whitest things on Donald Trump are his teeth and under his eyes.
Or orange makeup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's covered in orange makeup right after they make out. God.
"That's all right. I'm in orange makeup, too."
Let's avoid Eskimo kissing with Michael.
But you can tell who Melania was making out with based on what the color her nose was. Is it sort of like a mocha colored or is it orange? Which is it?
"You know, it'd be a lot of fun maybe if we all just sort of retired to the bedroom."
Texter thinks your Michael sounds a lot like Mickey Mouse. I would agree. Because I know you do Mickey very well.
Listen, people, you come in here. Yeah, come in here and slay in front of a hot microphone 4 hours a day. See how easy it is.
So sorry Ted Cruz is not in it anymore because, I think yours is better than the guy who does it on SNL.
"I think the whole thing's disgusting that Michael Jackson was having nuptials with Melania Trump."
Lucifer in the flesh.
Now, Melania says of her own husband, especially in retort to Louis C.K. calling him Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, she says, "I don't know who Louis C.K. is." But if I do, I tell you, we know the truth. He's not Hitler. He wants to help America. He wants to unite people. They think he doesn't, but he does. Even with Muslims, it's temporary. I like this. I like how they've changed the whole thing on this. Well, what is temporary? What does that mean? What is it? What metric does he need before he would allow Muslims, including American citizens, to come back to the United States if they're out of the country? And just Muslims? Is he concerned about any other religions coming back? Is he concerned about any other nationalities? Is there concern about anything? And how do you know if someone's a Muslim? How do you know for sure? If they have a Muslim name, what if they say, well, I'm not practicing?
Well, that's the part. It's a very complicated process to enforce. It's like a lot like the bathroom law.
Maybe he needs to say in a softer way, he doesn't go after religions. He feels like we need to know who's coming in country. If not, we don't have country. That's how he feels. We see how he is. He wants to unite country and bring people together, bring back jobs. That's everything. They've just told her a couple of things. Bring back jobs. Remember, Melania, say bring back jobs. Bring back jobs. After me, bring back jobs. Bring back jobs. It's creepy, man. Whole damn thing is creepy. Unite country. Bring back jobs. Make America great again. Wear a hat. Eat Trump wine and drink Trump steaks.
Is that the way it goes?
That's the way it goes. It's a little confused. There might be a little bit of a language barrier. Not quite sure.
There is, but she speaks five languages, so give her that credit.
I know.
That resonated with me is that she was sticking up for her family, and that the fact that you've got reporters from all over the world trolling the small, you know, Slovenian villages, as you do in these types, because you're vetting everybody, and the candidate's wife, I'm sure, is fair game. But they outed her half-brother, and she said that was... they're private citizens. My family, my mother and father are, and that this has become a real embarrassment for them. Why did they have to do this? Why was that important? She seemed angry about that part, and I honestly don't blame her.
Well, maybe though she should talk to her husband about what he does to people,
right? Or what he says.
That's, you know, fair game.
Well,
started it.
But
listen to me. I'm sounding just like him, a 6-year-old. He started it.
Well, now what's interesting is that Melania Trump also told this magazine that I give a lot of advice to a husband, to tell him how it is and how I see it. I'm not backing off. I tell him truth. After a speech, kids are calling me, Ivanka, his sons, calling, saying, call dad, tell him this, that. He listening to you. They know I will talk to him, put him in the right direction. Oh, it seems to be going great, by the way. Jessica, he started a war with Great Britain yesterday. The United Kingdom. He said, hey, I don't like their leader. And by the way, the mayor of London, I like to take him up on an IQ test. Hey, maybe we don't get along anymore.
It's good he listens to somebody because it doesn't seem like he's...
Who is he listening to?
Maybe her? I don't know. He doesn't listen to his advisors. There's no way. And he isn't taking advice. He laughs at that and scoffs at it.
It's big scoffing.
But she says that he listens to her. She's told him to soften things a bit, soften the way you say it. People will accept it more, and I don't know.
So he hasn't listened to her.
She's saying he does. She says she's saying that the outcome is softer than it would be.
Oh God! Imagine, just imagine what
I'm
dropping a bomb in England. Where's England? Let me. Where's it on a map?
In this interview, she says all the kids call me, campaign people sometimes, and say you must get through to him on this point. He listens to you. That was her point.
Donald, unless you take back what you said about the bombing England, no boom, boom, boom tonight. Is that how that goes?
I think that translates well in every language.
Yes. I'm going to withhold boom, boom, boom until such time as you drop Muslim ban. Although she seems to be interested in the Muslim ban. She seems to like that. Although you wonder, again, how do you enforce that? What is that? How do you do that?
I don't know. Don't know.
All right. I don't, and I hope we don't have to find out. If we find out, there will be boom, boom, boom in the White House. We're going to break in, put the big Trump sign on, boom, boom, boom.